Chapter 3. A Reward for Abdullah. Abdullah took the dinar. Then he removed his left hand from his pocket. With a big smile, Abdullah said, "And this is for you, Mr. Woolley." The boy opened his hand. "Three golden beads," Woolley exclaimed. "Where did you find them? Why didn't you tell me earlier? You know the rules, Abdullah. You cannot take anything from the royal tombs without asking me or Sheikh Hamoudi." Abdullah was afraid. He did not know what he was supposed to do, but he could not run and hide because the Sheikh had seen what had happened. The Sheikh was sure Abdullah had not followed the rules. He thought Abdullah was trying to win an extra reward. The Sheikh grabbed Abdullah's arm. "Did you take these beads from one of the royal tombs?" The boy shook his head. Tears formed in his eyes. The boy explained his true intention in Arabic. The Sheikh was the interpreter for Mr. Woolley. Abdullah wondered if the Sheikh would tell Leonard Woolley the truth. The Sheikh said, "The boy says he found these on his own. They are not from any of the royal tombs. He does not want a reward. The beads are a gift. He hopes they will bring you good luck. He believes that there are many beautiful and amazing things yet to be found." The Sheikh bowed. Then he looked angrily at the boy and shook his head. The Sheikh hoped that the Englishman would see that Abdullah was just a child and had meant well. But the Sheikh was not sure he could trust the boy.